Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 20th of December. And as usual, with all the information contained in this briefing, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this briefing. And if you need to, you can pause the PowerPoint slides here and read our disclaimer in full. And if you're listening on a podcast, you can head on over to marcustoday.com.au and read the disclaimer there, or you can sign up for a free 2-week trial if you're not yet a member of Marcus Today. All right, well, an interesting final Friday night session from the US markets for the week. Last week, it was quadruple witching, which does tend to really add to the volume and the volatility, the two Vs, volume and volatility. And we did see that in spades, with the Dow Jones closing down 532 points, or 1.48%, 35,365. NASDAQ, though, closing down only 0.07%, 11 points to 15,170. So clearly a little bit of a move back, at least somewhat, towards those NASDAQ stocks, which had been whacked pretty hard over the last few days last week. S&P 500 in the middle for diddle as usual, down 1.03%, 48 points down to 46.21. We had a high, just to give you some idea of context with the Dow, we had a high of minus 98. So that was the high, was the market losing 98 points, and the low was 613 points down. So certainly a volatile night for the US markets. SPY futures showing a loss of 30 points, or 0.42% today. And we'll see how we go. A lot of news over the weekend, I guess, about Omicron and its effects and countries closing down. So that 30 points may be a little bit on the light side. In the US, the VIX index picked up slightly, 4.86%, 1 point to 22. Commodities, we had Brent crude down $1.50, 2% to $73.52, and WTI down $1.52, 2.1% to $70.86. Other commodities, we had a bit of a mixed session, to be honest. We had copper down 0.5, nickel up 0.2, aluminium up 2%, zinc down 2.4%. We had lead down 0.5% and tin down 0.7%. As far as the iron ore stocks go, we saw the iron ore price up $3.55, 3.1% on Friday's trade, 118.25. BHP in the US was down 0.3, Rio down 1.35. Other miners, we saw Freeport McMoRan down 0.7, Alcoa up 2.2, Teck was pretty unchanged, Anglo American up 1.6, Glencore up 0.3, Vale down 1.1, and Albemarle down 0.45%. Gold had another little tickle higher, $6.70 to $18.04, spot 9.0, up 0.37%. And the Aussie dollar, 71.29 for the little Aussie battler. As far as the S&P 500 goes, you can see there, bit of a wild night, bit of a wild gyrations, a bit like the storms that hit Sydney yesterday, but certainly higher volume, higher volatility, not faring quite as badly as the Dow, but not escaping unscathed down that 1%, and given the events over the weekend with some countries closing down with the Omicron, Holland and the UK putting in some restrictions as well, it's likely that we may see further downside this week as well. We'll see how we go, but certainly there is a potential for that. As far as major stories go, Manchin says no to Biden agenda, killing momentum for the Build Back Better bill. Lovely alliteration. Fossil fuels to drive record Australian resource revenue. And Biden to deliver speech on Omicron spread on Tuesday will unveil new measures administration taking to help communities in need of assistance. And it's going to shift its focus towards severity instead of COVID case numbers. And more places in Europe and the US are tightening restrictions, cancelling holiday gatherings amid concerns about the Omicron surge. The Dutch who thought they were immune to it by being a super race, decided that they would close down the whole country pretty much. Fauci says lockdowns likely won't be necessary, but sees hospital system coming under stress. And central banks have changed their reaction functions to COVID, now more worried about inflationary pressures than threat to growth. Bond markets do not believe the Fed will be able to tighten anywhere near as much as the implied dot plot. And the Fed may be starting its tightening cycle right as inflation starts to moderate and fiscal support wanes. Conflicting narratives and elevated confusion around the Fed, inflation, COVID driving big market swings and wide divergence in performance. What's on today? We've got the very important New Zealand trade balance for November and consumer confidence in the fourth quarter. We're going to see that volatility on Wall Street. I suspect we're going to continue to see that this week. Things will thin out. Friday was the last big day. If you wanted to get set in any size in the markets, that quadruple witching was your big chance. This week, things will get a lot quieter. People certainly will be heading off and getting out of town, getting out of Dodge before the holiday season and trying to avoid COVID hotspots. Interestingly, in the US, the small cap Russell 2000 index rallied 1%. It's fallen more than 10% from a record high in early November. NASDAQ now down nearly 3% for the week. It was down that 2.9%, and Stoxx 600 over in Europe was only down 0.3% for the week. Morgan Stanley has lifted its iron ore price target by 5% to $100 a ton as it sees a tighter market in 2022. And 10-year yields in the US 1.40, Australia 1.58, Germany still negative 0.39%. Give you an idea of some of the tech stocks on Friday as well. Apple down 0.6, Facebook down 0.3, Google down 1.8, Microsoft down 0.3, Amazon up 0.7. We also saw US banks hit quite hard on Friday. That was obviously part of the Wall Street story and the Dow Jones index story. JP Morgan down 2.3, Citigroup down 2.5, Goldman down 3.9, Bank of America down 2.5, and Block was actually up 0.7%. Auction clearance rates have plummeted by 21% from their highs to 63.4% nationwide since the peak in early October. Certainly there is now a slew of properties coming on the market and buyers rapidly pulling back, it seems. Clearance rate in Sydney has slumped by a big 21.6% to 60.8%. And Magellan, we had a late announcement on Friday about a significant contract loss and certainly some speculation there on the size of that and who it is, but certainly a serious negative for Magellan. And front page of the Fin Review today, energy price rises and a lower dollar will be driving exports of our oil and gas and coal to a record $379 billion. Interestingly as well, the number of Australians invested in exchange-traded funds surged 33% last year, or this year, to 1.73 million. And on the M&A front, we are expecting to see Star Entertainment Group lob another bid for Crown. The current bid from Blackstone, $12.50. And the Australian is reporting that Nuix could be a target for the Swedish private equity group EQT. And KKR, the Barbarians at the Gate, could be eyeing a significant acquisition in Australia just to finish the year off with a bang. Question of the day today, are you thinking more defensively in your investments for 2022? So are you putting in a defensive tilt to your portfolio, given that inflation will be one of the key talking points in 2022? That's it for me today. Thanks very much for listening. And you can head on over to the Facebook discussion group. We'd love to have your thoughts, ideas, and comments over there. It's a fantastic group. If you're listening to this on a podcast, don't forget that we have four streams in our podcast: the Marcus Strategy Podcast, the On the Desk Podcast with the boys talking about market issues and their take on the market, and the On the Couch Podcast, where I talk to CEOs and some of the fund managers around the place about their views, their companies. Last Friday, we released the On the Couch with Ignacio Salazar from Highfield Resources, talking about potash, which is something that will get a little more coverage going into 2022, given that BHP pushing hard into that Jansen potash project in Saskatchewan. That's it, though. Have a great day. If you're not yet a member of the Marcus Today community, we'd love to have you on board. So head on over to marcustoday.com.au. If you're looking for that Christmas present for one of your loved ones, why not give them a subscription? Fantastic present this time of year, and also the gift that keeps on giving, a bit like COVID. Thanks very much. Have a great day.